The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show everyone's talking about,
but they really should be listening to it.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. You listen to the Eric Metaxas Show, and we are at the NRB. What does that mean? I don't know. All I know is I'm in a building in Anaheim, California. Lots of extraordinary people here. They call it the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And but it's not the kind of convention you think of. There's no Shriners, no people wearing fezes, driving around little midget cars and stuff. No, this is a different kind of convention. And lots of friends are here, and I can just say to them, hey, you want to come on the radio show? And usually they come on. And guess what? I'm sitting here right now with Abby Johnson in this makeshift studio. Abby, welcome.
Thanks. I miss the Shriners.
I don't know. I know. Where are the Shriners?
Why aren't they here?
I have a question. How do I describe you? Because you're, I know you, you're, I've told your story on the air. You've been on the air, and you're mainly known for, well, why don't I let you tell the audience for your story? Because ultimately what we're here to talk about is the movie version of your story. It's called Unplanned.
Yes.
It's opening tonight in theaters. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Tonight in theaters. It's called Unplanned, and it's the story of your life. So in effect, for people who don't know who you are or what Unplanned will be about, let's start there. What's your story?
So I worked at Planned Parenthood.
What?
I know. Why am I here?
I just want to pause.
Why am I here?
I want to make sure everybody else heard that. You worked at Planned Parenthood. You were the Employee of the Year at Planned Parenthood.
I was.
And something happened. What happened?
A few things had happened. 2009 was sort of a pivotal year for me, I guess, with my time with Planned Parenthood. I found out that we were going to be building, it's now open, the largest abortion facility in the Western Hemisphere.
Is that in Houston?
It's in Houston.
Okay. The largest abortion facility in the Western Hemisphere.
Second largest to China.
Oh, boy. Now, when you say that, I just want to be clear. Planned Parenthood is big business. They're making a lot of money off of abortions. They're not minting money off of pap smears and mammograms.
No. They're actually willing to lose money on those services if they have to. Because the whole goal is to have a touch point experience with women at some point in time, even before they're pregnant, so that when they have a pregnancy, which we know about 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, because they've already had that experience with Planned Parenthood, they will come back. So, and then that's an opportunity for us to sell them an abortion. This facility, the reason it was bothersome to me was that we were going to be able to perform abortions through the 6 month of pregnancy, which to me, even as somebody who was you know, who supported abortion at that time, I thought, ugh, that's so far into the pregnancy. It's just, it's too much. It's too far. Then a few months later, we were all told that we were going to be doubling our abortion quota. So a certain number of abortions that we had to sell to women coming in, which really flew in the face of what we had been telling the public, that our goal was to keep abortion safe, legal, and rare, that we wanted to reduce the number of abortions. So if that was true, then why are we suddenly trying to double our abortion count? But then ultimately I left after witnessing a live ultrasound guided abortion procedure of a 13-week-old unborn child in the womb. And I saw this child fight and struggle for his life against the abortion instruments. And I knew in that moment that I could no longer be a part of abortion. It wasn't something that I wanted to be involved with anymore. And so I ended up leaving.
This is so amazing. You were at Planned Parenthood for 8 years. Mm-hmm. So you weren't somebody who was disinclined to be part of this. You were part of this for 8 years. What I think a lot of people don't realize, maybe who are listening, is that people are complicated. There's no such thing as like somebody's just, you know, a pro-abortion robot or an anti-abortion robot. We're all complex, and we have different points of views and different experiences. And your experiences led you to be a part of this thing for 8 years, and then at some point to leave. Because we know, and you've told me about this, how many women are there who aren't really happy there. They're seeing kind of some of the stuff that you saw, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to get out. They don't know what to do.
Right.
You had begun to have some qualms before you saw what you saw that day. And again, 13 weeks, that's nothing. I mean, that's, you know, most people would say, oh, 13 weeks, what is that, a blob of cells? You're telling me, I mean, 13 weeks, which in some ways is nothing, right? It's just a few weeks. You're telling me you saw a human being struggling for his life, and you had never seen that with your eyes.
No, using ultrasound guidance during an abortion procedure is not protocol for Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood's abortion protocol is to perform abortions in a blind manner. So they have the suction tube, and the doctor just blindly pokes around inside the uterus until he thinks he has enough blood and tissue in a glass jar. So we saw a very high rate of uterine perforation where the doctor would poke a hole through the woman's uterus because he can't see what he's doing. But we had this visiting physician come in from out of town, and he was explaining that at his own private practice abortion facility, he only used ultrasound guidance because it is safer for the patient. And
that's a big deal to perforate a uterine wall. That's a very big deal. So,
yes.
So if somebody's poking around and there were sharp instruments trying to tear apart an unborn child, obviously he can do damage to the woman, and often that happens.
Yes, very often. And what's interesting to me is that that is commonplace inside the abortion industry. Yet, even today, I can't think of any other surgical procedure where the doctor cannot visually see what he's doing while he's performing surgery.
Can you imagine what we're talking about? I mean, it is an extraordinary thing.
It is.
And so this doctor was performing an abortion on a relatively early pregnancy, 13 weeks. But you, for the first time ever, because of the ultrasound and because you happened to be in the room, he wanted you to be there, saw something. So what did you see? And I know this is in the film Unplanned, which opens in theaters tonight, but what is it that you saw? Because I can't quite imagine what a 13-week-old baby looks like. What did you see happen?
So let me just say, for clarification, 13 weeks, still first trimester. But by 13 weeks, everything is completely formed on the unborn child. So arms, legs, fingers, toes, heart's beating, brain waves are active. Every internal organ that we sit here with today is already formed on the unborn child at 13 weeks.
I mean, that's amazing right there. I want to pause. Like, that's a big deal what you just said. So in the first trimester, we have a spine, we have a heart, we have a head, we have, when you say fingers and toes, That's amazing that at 13 weeks, you know, because most people think 13 weeks, that's nothing. I mean, we have arguments about should we allow abortions after 20 weeks, after 24 weeks, and people are arguing that we have to allow that. And you're telling me that you were horrified at 13 weeks, and you were very pro-abortion. Obviously, that's why you're working at Planned Parenthood.
Yes. But I saw this. I could see the suction tube. The suction wasn't yet turned on, but I could see that going into the woman's uterus. And as it touched the side of this child, the baby jumped and began flailing his arms and legs as if he was trying to move away from the abortion instrument, as if he was trying to find a safe place to go, but there was nowhere for him to go. And
there was nowhere for him to go because he was in his mother's womb. We're going to be right back talking to Abby Johnson. Her story is told in the movie Unplanned, which opens tonight. I really hope you will see this film this weekend. Do not wait. We'll be right back.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women, coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. Starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316.
I came as close to heaven as a person can be without getting in. For 3 years, I followed Jesus Christ and devoted myself to ministry. But today, despite all that I did as a follower of Jesus, I am languishing in hell.
Don't miss Heaven So Near So Far, the story of Judas Iscariot.
Heaven So Near So Far, this Friday in the Eric Metaxas Show.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Big bright shiny yellow sun, come and watch your children play. They think you're the only one who can make them feel this way. When I look into the sky, all I see is dark and gray.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show coming to you from Anaheim, California. Say what? Yes, it's the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. I'm here talking to all kinds of people. I have the privilege of sitting here with Abby Johnson. Abby, welcome back. Your story is told in a movie called Unplanned, which opens in theaters tonight.
Yes.
There's so much to talk about. We've got time. Let's go back to tell your story. But the movie... It's just wonderful that your story is being told in a movie. I was saying to you that I was, this is not a joke, because I joke around a lot, but I was supposed to be in this film, and I couldn't work it out. I was going to play the father of the young woman having the abortion.
Oh, okay.
And I basically couldn't work it out with my schedule, but I would have loved to do that so much, and maybe... I'll be in another film at some point, but I just thought
this could have been your big break.
This could have been it.
But I
was so happy to hear that this film was being made. It's just so wonderful having met you and had you on the program before. So there are all kinds of people in this film. Before we go back to your story, who is in this film, whom we might know?
Okay, so Mike Lindell.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, nobody knows who that guy is.
Wait a minute, Mike Lindell, the pillow guy.
The pillow guy
wormed his way into a motion picture. I hope he put a lot of money into this picture.
Yeah. So,
And by the way, he did.
$1 million.
$1 million bucks? All right. I can handle that. So yeah. Mike Lindell is in this. Now, tell me he's not wearing the silk pajama top. Please.
He's not.
Thank the Lord. I mean, I hope the director had the chutzpah to tell him, you know, we want you in
well,
something
we had to fight
other
him.
Than that.
We had to fight him.
Mike is tough. Mike is tough. He says, I'm going to wear the cross. Yeah, but you're playing a Satanist in the film, Mike. And he's like, I don't care. I'm going to wear it. You don't like it?
I'm going to beat you with a pillow.
Yeah, that's right. He'll beat you with a pillow. By the way, you know, he also invented a new hand towel. It's incredible, the technology they have today.
Hand towel?
Yeah, it's not true. So
I heard it. Well, he does have new
sheets. I know. He's got everything. He's reinventing the world.
Which, by the way, I have no my pillow products in my house. I'm waiting for him to...
Yeah.
Unload.
Well, you can wait because Mike is he blows a lot of smoke. He's not the man he claims to be. I know him personally. He's big phony. Okay, so Mike Lindell, no joke, is in the film.
No, for real, he's in the film. He is.
You couldn't get Lou Ferrigno. You had to go for Mike Lindell. Who does he play in the film?
He plays the guy that drives a bulldozer that pulls down the Planned Parenthood sign after my clinic closes.
I love it. I just love this. This is like the film is worth seeing just for that. Who doesn't want to see the My Pillow guy in a bulldozer? Come on, people. That's worth it. Okay, who else is in the film?
Lila Rose.
Lila is a friend. She's in the film. Who does she play?
Yeah, she plays a reporter, which is sort of ironic, but
it's just sort of perfect. I could see her playing a perky female reporter because she's a perky female person. And we love her. And, anybody else? I assume, since it's in some ways a Christian film, I assume Kevin Sorbo must be in it.
No.
Wait a minute.
If Kevin Sorbo
is not in it, then it's definitely not a Christian film.
It's really
film.
Not a Christian film.
Okay.
Where he's not in it,
okay.
I said no to Kirk Cameron. No.
Kirk Cameron.
He's out.
Now, he's a friend of mine. And he was very, very hurt. I just want to tell you. The fact that he and I were blacklisted from this film.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize there's another Hollywood blacklist going on. And Kirk and I were on that list because we're too Christian, even for your Christian film. Okay, so is John Voight in it? Somebody.
No.
Michael York? Anybody?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Now, who plays you in the film?
This wonderful gal named Ashley Bratcher, who nobody knows. She was in another... She was in another Christian film that was actually terrible.
I love the fact that you said that. But now you can't tell me what film it was because you just said that. But off the air,
I will.
Tell me.
But so when I saw that it was her, I was like, oh crap!
Yeah, you
that
know
movie
what?
Was terrible.
I love you even more for saying crap on this show. So seriously,
well, better than the altar.
So you're telling me that. The woman who plays you. I love the fact that you're more famous than the woman who plays you. So the movie star version of you is less famous than you. Okay,
yeah.
So you're played in the film, and I'd like to know who got the role that I was supposed to get, because I'm going to have a hit put on that person.
Yeah.
I know people in the mob, and I don't like people stealing roles from me.
Well, you know what's sort of weird, Eric, is that y'all actually kind of look alike.
The guy who played the father of the...
Yes, y'all look alike, but he's foreign.
Well, I'm foreign enough.
Yeah, but the cool thing was that the daughter in the film is his real life daughter. So it was really father and daughter.
Oh, that's very interesting.
In real life, playing this role.
Well, that's kind of cool that worked out.
It was great.
That's
so
wonderful.
We were glad not to have you.
All right, I can take a hint.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Since this is my program, I want you to apologize right now for what you just said. Okay, so Abby, the film, again, it's in theaters literally tonight is the night it opens up. And I hope that people will see it tonight and tomorrow and this weekend. It's very important to have a big opening weekend.
It is.
I want to talk about, I want to go back to your story. But before we do that, I also want to say that I know the film was rated R.
Yeah.
And that is despicable that Hollywood basically, they out themselves as pro-abortion by tagging a film that by no means should be rated R with an R rating. So I want to tell people, if you've got a teenager, drag them to this film.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was actually sort of surprised because, I'd seen the film, obviously, and then I knew what scenes they were sending to the MPAA for rating.
Right.
And I thought, it'll be PG-13. Because I watch TV. I'm not one of those weird people, doesn't watch TV.
Right.
I watch TV.
Right.
And I watch movies, and I see a lot of PG-13 films. I watch Dr. Pimple Popper, and I'm like...
That's your issue.
Look, you see worse things on Dr. Pimple Popper than you do in this film.
You know...
that's available for everybody.
Yesterday, I just interviewed somebody who worked on My 600-Pound Life.
Ooh.
And I just thought, when you think of the stuff that is out there, and they're going to rate a movie like this R, Like, there's worse stuff on TV, not what I just mentioned, but I'm saying there's so many crazy, weird things out there. And Hollywood seems to have just, had an animus against this because by telling your story, it's showing people the actual genuine horrors of the thing we call abortion. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like the MPAA stumbled backwards into the truth, right? By admitting that abortion is violent, that it is disturbing, that was, their words that they used.
MPAA, that's the Motion Picture Association of America. They're the ones that do the ratings. But it is. It's still astounding that they say it's...
Well, it's totally agenda-driven.
Yeah.
I mean, totally. But I don't think the irony was lost on anybody that, a 14-year-old girl can walk into an abortion facility anywhere... get an abortion without her parents' consent, but she can't go watch a film about abortion without her parents' consent. I mean, that just sort of shows you where we are.
Well, I think it is utterly unconstitutional that anyone under 16 could walk into an abortion clinic without her parents' consent. That's fundamentally against all most basic American values. I mean, if you are not on your own, you're under your parents, and the idea that the government would step in and say, no, parents, you don't matter. That girl is under us. We decide. That's unconstitutional. But that's a reality. So 14-year-olds can go do this, but they can't come to the film.
They can't come to the film without their parents' consent. Which is fine. I mean, this is a film that should be watched as a family. I mean, my 12-year-old daughter has seen it. She was fine. She's not traumatized or anything. But I wouldn't want her to see it without me.
Well, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So, in the end, I mean, look, abortion is a topic that should be discussed in the family.
Yeah.
And so I do hope that parents, you know, the thing was, we don't want this to detract to, you know, parents. We don't want them to say, well, you know, it's rated R, so we're not going to take our
right.
teenagers.
Yeah.
Your teenagers need to see this
yeah.
film.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I want people listening to tell their friends what you just said. Teenagers need to see this film. Folks, if this generation sees this film, it will help end abortion in America, because when you see the truth, everything changes. And that's the, I mean, in writing about William Wilberforce, I realized that his main goal was to tell the British people what happens in the slave trade. Once they see the reality of it, most fair-minded people will say, we cannot have this. This is wrong. But most of those people didn't know the story. And
right.
so they didn't, you know, if you think it's a blob of cells, or you think, hey, everybody does it, if you think all this stuff, then you can understand why people make those decisions. But once you see this, it changes things. The film opens tonight, Unplanned. Is there a website?
Yeah, unplanned.com.
That's it?
Super easy. Unplanned.com.
Okay, folks, go to unplanned.com.
And if they go to unplannedtickets.com,
yeah. Yeah.
they can find where it's showing in their area.
Unplannedtickets.com. Okay. This is important. It's important that youth groups and people with teens and stuff kind of get out and see this. We'll be right back with Abby Johnson. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
And what I see is a pity. You better close your face and stay out.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A massive fire has engulfed the roof of Notre Dame Cathedral in the heart of Paris, shooting up thick plumes of smoke. The cathedral is home to incalculable works of art. The loss due to the fire will be massive. Congress and the public will get to see a version of the special counsel's report this week. The Mueller report will be released on Thursday. Another major carrier canceling Boeing 737 MAX aircraft flights, American Airlines, is scuttling 115 flights per day through mid-August because of the ongoing problems with that aircraft. A new poll puts Senator Bernie Sanders atop the field of contenders for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. The Emerson poll has Sanders on top with 29% support. He's followed by former Vice President Joe Biden. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is number three. This is SRN News.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women. Coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. It's good friends like Lori Crouch, Christine Kane, Carrie Job, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, and many more. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. Starting Monday, April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Hey, folks, we're at the NRB in Anaheim. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting with Abby Johnson, whose story is told in the film that opens tonight, Unplanned. Abby, what an amazing thing that a film is telling your story. Little did you realize that day when you saw what you saw that this would be turned into a film.
Yeah, it's a good thing, too. I tell people it's really...
What do you mean it's a good thing,
well,
too? How is it anything but a good thing?
Well, because I tell people it's really a grace that God gives us that we can only see one day at a time. Because if, you know, 9 years ago when I left, if God would have been like, and by the way...
Oh, I didn't understand what you said. You mean it's a good thing that you didn't know then.
I didn't know then what's happening. Yeah, because I would have, like, run and hid.
You would have been all puffed up.
No, I think I would have been like, eh, no, I don't want to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay, so the film opens tonight, and I really hope that folks will see it. Now, who directed this? I need to know these details. I should have this in front of me.
All right, so Chuck Konzelman, Carrie Solomon.
Yeah.
They're also the directors and writers of God's Not Dead 1 and 2.
Right.
But don't let that freak you out.
Uh-huh.
Because this film is not cheesy like that film.
What the... You know, it's funny you say that. Because I find myself agreeing with you. Oh, not I, but the Lord within me. It's funny because Christian films have come a long way, and that ain't saying much because they used to be so cheesy. But it is interesting because I've noticed this, right, that Unplanned and other films, the production values are tremendous. I mean, even the fact that they were willing to cast a star like Eric Metaxas in this film, like how do you get a guy like that? I mean, you can't even reach the agents for his agents. And somehow they got to me, and I showed them the back of my hand. I said, I can't do it.
No.
And then they had to go, you know, to usually the poor man's Eric Metaxas. That's typically George Clooney. They got Clooney, and he had some scheduling issues. But I just have to say that the production values are impressive from what I have seen, and I'm glad that you, Abby Johnson, are impressed because it's your story.
Yeah, look, when I first got the email, it's a really casual email from these two guys, Chuck and Carrie, like over 5 years ago, and they said, you know, hey, we do movies, and we'd like to turn your book, Unplanned, into a major motion picture. And
starring Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
No, starring Kevin Sorbo.
Correct, Kevin Sorbo.
Right.
And
he's going to play you.
And I said, okay. I mean, I sort of was like, sure. Like, there's two guys. I didn't know who they were.
Yeah.
I was like, two guys, like, in their man cave with, like, an iPhone and a Mac, you know, and they're going to make a movie. Sure.
Right. Well, they've done it before.
So that's sort of what I thought. And my husband was like, you know, we should look them up before you send them a rejection. So my husband looked them up and saw on IMDb who they were. They'd done God's Not Dead.
And then you sent out the rejection.
And then I was like, maybe no. Still, maybe no. Because I don't have a God's Not Dead, like, cheesy Christian film story. Like, I...
Now, are you deputized to go around national media calling their previous work cheesy? I just want to be clear.
They probably don't like that, actually.
Lose my show. No, I think it gives more cred to this film that you have that attitude. Well, listen, there's cheesy, and then there's cheesy, right? I've seen films that they're in cheesy in some ways, but I still see there's a need for them to exist.
So that's how I felt about God's Not Dead.
And, like, there's sort of a journey.
Yeah, it's
I
not
really
my
have,
preference.
I've seen Christian films that I think in some ways it was wonderful. In other ways, I didn't, you know, it's almost not like a normal film, but it's okay. Like
it's okay.
It serves a purpose.
It does good things, right? So it does good things for the kingdom. So I was like, okay. But I was like, that's not my story. I don't have that sort of story. They came down to Austin where I live and met with us. And I just told them, I said, I won't allow my story to become that. And they said, no. It's fine. They said, look, it's time to take the training wheels off of Christian films. And we want to do it with your film. We want to be really honest. We want to be very raw and gritty. And I said,
is Joe Pesci in this film?
No.
Oh, good. Because I was going to say, that's too
available.
Gritty. That's too gritty.
He wasn't available either.
Yeah.
De Niro, not available.
Huh. Interesting.
So I felt very confident that they were going to do justice to this story and my experiences, and they really did. I mean, it is hard to watch, and you know, it's not. I don't know that we're going to get the Dove seal of approval, right, on this film. We're okay with that. You know, we're okay with that because we just wanted to tell an honest story.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I wonder if anybody will be fooled backwards and say, like, it's rated R, let's go see it, you know, because that's sometimes how people make decisions. Who knows? But so who plays you in the film again? What's the name?
Ashley Bratcher.
Ashley. Now, does she do her own stunts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she does.
Because I know you were a dirt bike enthusiast.
I did a lot of stunts.
At that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's get back to your story. So going back to this moment in your life, you work in a Planned Parenthood, you see a sonogram image of this baby being torn apart. What was your visceral reaction in that moment? Did you say something to the doctor? Did you just freeze up? What did you do?
I was totally frozen. I was really shocked. I mean, because I just thought, what have I just witnessed here? That can't be. This cannot be. I cannot have just seen that, because that's not what I've been told. I've been told that babies don't feel anything until 28 weeks by Planned Parenthood. I've been told that this is not a baby, that it's just tissue. I've been told all these things.
We have to go to another break. We'll be right back talking to Abby Johnson. The film is Unplanned, opening tonight. Folks, you got to see it this weekend, Unplanned.
It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. Yeah. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to relieffactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. Relieffactor.com.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling, and that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to TryFaithfulCounseling.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric from Taxi Show talking to Abby Johnson here at the NRB in Anaheim. Abby, you were just telling this story. You said you saw this abortion happen. You're standing there watching a doctor tear apart a 13-month-old...
Week.
13-week-old baby in the womb, and you're horrified. Now, you're kind of a hardened Planned Parenthood. You know, you're in that world for 8 years. You believe in this. But when you saw it, it changed you.
Mm-hmm.
What it reminds me of, I never thought of this before, but I think of how many men and women in Germany, okay, my mother's from Germany, during the Third Reich were working in a concentration camp or a death camp, and at some point they realized, oh my goodness, what is happening and what do I do now? Mm-hmm. They couldn't get out, probably, right, without a lot of trouble. But you realize that human beings have a capacity to inure themselves to suffering, to horrors. They have a choice. There's a moment where you had a choice.
Yes.
And you could have said, you know what? I got to suck it up for the team. This is the right thing. Maybe I don't like it, but I need to get tough. And that's what a lot of women in your shoes have done.
Yes. I mean, I feel like for those who work in the abortion industry, there is a moment that happens in their lives that disturbs them. Whether it's a traumatic event with a mother, whether it's a traumatic event with a baby, there's something that really causes them to say, whoa, what did I just see? What's happening here? And then you make a choice. Then you say, okay, I'm going to turn away from this, which is the hard decision to make.
For sure.
Or I'm just going to keep justifying this, and I'm just going to keep going. And I can say, I mean, that's where my supervisor was, who retired with Planned Parenthood after 30 plus years. That's where a lot of my supervisor, you know, people in management, that's where they were. They had had that moment, and they had made the decision to stay. And that's when the further hardening, the callousness, that's where that continues to escalate.
Well, I mean, I think that once you sort of end up selling your soul, because there are these people that they get a moment like you did, and they just kind of double down or they keep going. At some point, to admit you're wrong is more horrifying than staying. It's too painful. And so they become really strident activists at that point. But you saw this and you made the decision. You say you spoke to your husband that night or whatever. And what did you say? What happened?
Well, I just told him what I saw. And my husband, who had always been pro-life.
Your husband had always been pro-life?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It made dinner conversation a little tense. But we just didn't talk about my work.
Well, it's just your husband. It's not like a central, you know, person in your life.
Yeah, who cares?
Right. You can walk away from that.
Yeah. So
marriages come and go. But careers, that's where you want to focus.
That's forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so... I went home and I told him what I had seen, and of course he's like, I don't want to hear this, right? And I'm like, well, you gotta, because I don't know who else to talk to about this. So after I tell him, if it would have been me, I would have been like, well, I told you so, because that's me. But
you seem kind of sassy. Are you sure you're not from New York City?
A little bit. I think That's where I'm meant to be, actually.
Yeah, you seem like a New Yorker. It's hard to believe you're a Texas person.
Yeah, I'm not very nice. So the he just looks at me and he says, "Well, now that you know the truth, what are you going to do about it?" I mean, it was just like that. Like, not like, "Oh, let me give you a hug or whatever." Like, "I'm so sorry." He was like, "So what are you going to do?" And I said, I don't know, but I don't think I can be a part of this anymore. But then it comes like, but then I have to admit what I've been doing, right? And how do I make that okay within myself, you know? And so I really, really, really tried to make it okay. I really tried to justify what I had seen.
Well, that's only natural, frankly, you know.
But I couldn't.
Yeah.
In the end, I was like, nope, I can't stop thinking about this baby. I cannot stop thinking about that little boy. And so I knew I was going to have to leave.
Now, let me ask you a question. Were you a person of faith while you were at Planned Parenthood?
I went to church.
Yeah.
Oh, I went to an Episcopal church.
Oh, then the answer is no.
So they're sort of like, you know, oh, whatever. You know,
yeah.
They're like liturgy, but no morals. So...
Yeah, and that's not the case of every single Episcopal church, but almost.
Pretty much.
But there are a few in Birmingham, in a few places in New York. There's a tremendous... There's a few out there that they believe in the truth. But look, let's face it. A lot of mainline churches, they long ago surrendered on the basics, you know, and they no longer know what they believe. And obviously,
well, let me tell you what happened. When I left Planned Parenthood and then, you know, started talking about what I had seen and, you know, now am publicly pro-life. So my Episcopal priest calls me and Doug into his office and he says, look, we've seen everything that's come out about you being pro-life and you are no longer welcome in the Episcopal Church of America.
You're joking. Wait. You're joking.
No, I'm not.
But they're so inclusive and loving.
Very tolerant.
Even to the alien.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
But not pro-lifers.
I can't believe you just said that. That sounds like if we're going to make a funny Christian parody movie.
Yeah. Not like the Episcopal Church here.
Yeah.
Like, you're not welcome to the Episcopal Church of America.
If you're not down with some baby killing now and again, what place can you have in God's church?
Get out.
Yeah. No, that is just beyond belief to me.
I mean, which was fine, because we knew we couldn't be there anymore anyway.
Well, that's another
but
story.
I wanted to fire them.
Right.
But then they fired me.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
You can't quit because you're fired. Oh, that's, I have to joke darkly because that's pretty dark that a church would actually say that to you.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's when you realize that it's no longer a church. It's kind of like a political entity disguised as a church, because that's crazy to me.
Well, the fact that our priest would send me girls who were pregnant in order to talk them into having an abortion.
Yeah.
You know.
And this was in Houston.
No, I was in College Station, Texas. Okay. Texas A&M.
Yeah. Abby, this is challenging stuff. There's a film about it. I'm not in the film, but see it anyway, folks. There's a lot of films without me in them which are worth seeing.
They're mediocre.
Yeah.
Without you in them.
I could think of The Elephant Man, Godfather 1 and 2. That's it. Okay, unplanned.com is the website. Unplanned.com. We'll be right back. Final segment with Abby Johnson. It's the Erkman Taxes Show.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
It's Better Together, the exciting daily half-hour talk show by women and for women in all seasons of life. Coming to TBN weekdays starting April 22nd. Each day, host Lori Crouch welcomes popular women in ministry, music, entertainment, and more. It's good friends like Christine Kane, Carrie Jobe, Victoria Osteen, Lisa Harper, Dee Dee Freeman, Holly Wagner, and many more. So grab a cup of coffee, settle back in your favorite easy chair, and join Lori and friends as they sit down for fun, faith, and some powerful conversations about relevant issues all women talk about. Relationships, addiction, identity, no topic is off limits. Better Together is real friends getting together for real conversations. It's more than just a TV show. It's your daily destination for love, friendship, encouragement, and community. It's Better Together, starting Monday,
April 22nd at 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, only on TBN. Text TOGETHER to 316-316 to join in. That's TOGETHER to 316-316. And we'll see you real soon.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
We've seen the spire of Notre Dame Cathedral fall in flames. We have officials saying that the entire frame has caught fire.
Correspondent Angela Charlton reports a massive fire has engulfed Notre Dame Cathedral in the heart of Paris. Officials say the entire frame has caught fire.
It's unclear what's happening inside the building. It is a huge cathedral. There are a lot of relics and other important artworks inside. Officials say they're working to protect those artworks, but it's unclear if anything has already been damaged.
Correspondent Angela Charlton in Paris. Congress and the public will get to see a version of the special counsel's report this week. The Mueller-Russia report will be released on Thursday. It's tax day in the U.S. Don't forget to get your return in before the midnight deadline. This is SRN News.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas Show. I'm sitting with Abby Johnson. We're at the NRB in Anaheim, California. Tonight, her film, The Story of Her Life, Unplanned, is in theaters. I adjure you, A-D-J-U-R-E, to see this film this weekend. Very important story. Abby, really, it's just fun to talk to you, and yet we're talking about something really dark and difficult. I'm just proud that you have chosen the path that you have, because this is, you know, that you wouldn't have imagined yourself here 15 years ago.
No, definitely not.
So when the film opens, and what do you do? I mean, you're traveling around talking about this, obviously, it would seem to me.
Yeah, I'll be here at NRB.
You'll be here when it opens. Oh, that's right. What am I saying? That's good. I wish I could be here.
Yeah.
I won't be here tonight. Okay, well, so you're going to be here when this film opens. This is exciting. How many theaters does it open on this weekend?
So over 1,000.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, this weekend. And then the hope is to expand distribution to about over 2,000.
Okay, that's where my audience comes in. Folks, if you're listening to this program, you can help the cause of life in America literally by seeing a movie this weekend. Think about that, because that's quite right what I just said. If you see the film this weekend, it makes a huge difference.
Yes.
If you see it next weekend, it makes less difference. So we're hoping that you'll go to unplannedmovie.com or unplanned.com.
Unplanned.com. Yep, unplannedtickets.com will tell you what theater is closest to you that's showing the film.
Right.
And you can even buy your tickets on Fandango with no charge.
What does that mean?
Like, there's no extra service
charge.
Oh, there's
not? And why is that?
I don't know. We made a deal.
You made a deal with Fandango?
Probably Mike Lindell.
That sounds like a Lindell thing.
He gave him a bunch of pillows.
Yeah.
They gave us a deal.
You'll get a good night's sleep. Okay, so if you go to Fandango, you buy tickets. And this is the kind of thing I want to say to people out there with a few bucks. You can buy a theater. You can buy 40 tickets and give it to the youth group to go see tomorrow or Sunday or whatever. Like, that's the sort of thing people need to be doing, frankly. Okay? So, folks, I hope you will step up and do that. What have we not covered, Abby Johnson?
Well, let's see. I want to give a plug in to, because I want people to be praying for a ministry that I started called And Then There Were None that seeks to get abortion clinic workers out of the abortion
industry.
Okay,
what's the website for And Then There Were None?
Abortionworker.com.
Abortionworker.com. You talked about this last time you were on the program. This is very exciting. Abortionworker.com.
Yep.
And you have started this to help people who are working in the abortion business to get out.
Yes. Get out. Get
abortion,
them on a path of healing.
Abortionworker.com.
Yes. We've helped about 500 workers leave in the past 6 years, 7 full-time abortionists. And we expect a huge influx of people seeing the film, calling us. So we really need prayers for our staff and for those who have worked in the industry or currently work in the industry who are going to be seeing this film.
I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Abby, congratulations. It's a big deal having a film about your life. But God obviously ordained this. You didn't choose this story. This is just kind of what God allowed to happen for his purposes. And I just want to say to folks again, it's up to us to teach others what they don't know. There's so many people that simply don't know the facts about what happens in an abortion. You're doing the whole culture a favor if you spread the word on this.
And buy your pro-choice friends tickets to go see the film.
Buy your pro-choice friends tickets. Did you hear that, folks? Now it's on you. Buy your pro-choice friends tickets to see the film. Say it's rated R. How cheesy could it be? Go see the film. Abby Johnson, God bless you. Thanks for being my guest.
Thanks, Eric.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.